This podcast is brought to you by Odiogo.com.
Almost enough. One short week ago I mentioned that perfect was a grammatical absolute. It cannot be compared in the sense that something can be more perfect than another. I neglected to mention that there is an acceptable comparative, almost. A thing can indeed be almost perfect. Today we consider enough. Although superficially perfect and enough seem alike, nothing can exceed perfection, yet one can have more than enough as well as less than, or not enough. Right? Perhaps. Consider butter. I have long espoused the theory that if put more and more butter on a slice of bread, eventually you will have almost enough. I have never seen a slice with more than enough. Likewise, books. Call my life dreary, but for me one of the most anticipated annual events is the local library book sale. Here's how it works, more or less. Friday, hardcover books, $2 paperbacks, $1 Saturday, hardcover books, $1 paperbacks, 50 cents Sunday, a bag of books, all you can fit, $2 Monday a.m., a box of books $1 Monday p.m., the book burner show up to clear the room. I'm a Saturday and Sunday kind of guy. By Monday I have pretty much everything worth getting. Until recently I wasn't allowed to deploy the books from the last 3 years because the wall behind the new bookcases hadn't been painted. No, I don't understand why that matters, either, but this should be an especially acquisitive year because empty shelves beckon. The awaited book sale is this weekend. I have mentioned it to friends, some of whom claim they have enough books right now and don't need to attend. Others, especially those who have observed my sea of bags of undecanted and obviously unread books from years previous, might be thinking that I, too, might have enough books. Sure. And I have enough chocolate, enough money, and that slice of bread is fully buttered.